we'll have options coming out of the spread formation for New Lothrop.
Also, again, Eli Kraft makes another tackle.
Second and two coming up for the Flying Hornets. Working off the left hash, two receivers to the right, one to the left in the slot, one man in the backfield, and it's a keeper to the left side. Harv reaches there to meet him right at the 30-yard line. He dives forward to the 32, and they mark him down to the 33 for the first down. A gain of three, actually 4 yards according to the healthy spot, and it's a first down for New Lothrop.
The senior defensive end, Kyle Kramer, made the tackle.
First and 10 now from the 34-yard line for the Hornets. In complete black jerseys, white highlights on the pants, black helmets, and silver numbers, making it difficult to read. Newman, with a little bit of high snap, hands it off to number 34, around the left end, and he keeps on going, plows over Austin Selton doing so. Number 34, the ball carrier. That is Brandon Green. He's a junior and a running back and a lot of force downhill.
Number 86, Avery Wehner.
That's still a gain of 3 yards on the play, bringing up second and seven.
Yeah, Avery did a nice job bringing him down there.
New Lothrop now sending trips to the right, one to the left. Newman in the shotgun and a running back. That's number 34 in the backfield. And it's a handoff to the right side, and nothing much going there. Gets across the 40 out to the 41. Another gain of three. It's going to bring up third down for the Hornets. Now out to the 41-yard line, third and three.
Number 40, Kyle Kramer, made that tackle as well.
Critical stop here needed for the high reach defense. On the first drive of tonight, New Lothrop started this drive on the 2-yard line. They're now out to the 41. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Shotgun spread formation one more time. And it's a handoff to the left side. It's actually a keeper. They try looking for the option. Nothing going there. He stopped right about at the first down marker, according to four priors on the near sideline. He's out to the 45. The other sideline judge has him back at the 43. Depending where they put the spot, this could be a first down and a 4-yard gain for New Lothrop. There's the single first down for the Hornets.
Boy, definitely a healthy spot there, Clark. Number 40, Kyle Kramer in on that tackle.
Austin Newman with a 4-yard gain. First and 10 now onto the 45-yard line. Right to left across your radio. High reach in white jerseys, black pants, black numbers, and white traditional helmets. And most of the team going with long black socks. Spread formation to the right, one to the left, two men in the backfield with Newman. Newman keeps it for himself to the left side, and there he's met in the backfield by the Pirate defense, brought down and way back to the 38. Forward motion has him stopped right at the line of scrimmage. No gain, second and 10.
Nice job by number 52, Brandon Oswald, holding his ground, not biting on that fake up the middle and staying out on the outside, waiting for that quarterback to keep himself.
Austin Newman jogs back to the huddle after getting the call from the sidelines, right to left across the radio, still working off that left hash. Three receivers to the right, two to the left. Newman is by himself in the backfield. He likes to run an option out. There's no option on this one. And he's staying in the pocket, looking for the quick pass right in the middle. It's into the hands of Eli Kraft. No, excuse me, that's not Eli. That's number 47, Aaron Gifford. He's up to the 30.
He's gone.
He's gone. He has Peter in front of him. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach with the pick six. Aaron Gifford takes it. 55 yards for the score. Aaron Gifford saw that one from the beginning, and Harbor Beach has the first lead of the night. It's Harbor Beach 6, New Lothrop nothing. This crowd is stunned.
Excellent, excellent play call on defense. You don't always hear that. So far on the third and shorts, we've seen man-to-man, straight-up, body-on-body. This time, they fall back into a zone. Newman faked right, fired left without really looking that close. Aaron Ginther, the only one really near the ball, made a nice play on the ball, catching it and taking it to the house. Excellent defense by Harbor Beach.
The senior quarterback, Austin Newman, not pleased with himself after that one. On the sidelines now, as Harbor Beach brings out the kick team for the extra point, leading 6-0, trying to make it 7-0. Nick Hessling, the kicker. The kick is up. And it is good. So the extra point is good. And now it makes it Harbor Beach 7 at New Lothrop nothing. 6:59 remains in the first quarter. You're tuned to WLEW Sports.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Just look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for archery sales and service. Stay warm and dry in a handmade cedar blind in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new handguns, rifles, and shotguns in stock, including the new Savage, Browning, and H&R slug guns. Randy's can drill and tap your gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight in service is available. Find Multi game feeders, trail cameras by Multi and Cuttyback, tree stands, binoculars, knives, and more. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
Well, if nothing else comes out of this game, Harbor Beach has done something only three other teams have done, and that's the score on New Lothrop. It's 7-0 Harbor Beach. And going into the top line of second base out to the 26-yard line, and the New Lothrop bringing it out to about the 39, dragging defenders out to the 41. That's number 65, Austin Clark. He's a sophomore for this New Lothrop Hornet team. On the special teams, he looks like a tight end. They have listed as an offensive-defensive lineman. New Lothrop will start in a little better field position on this drive. They start at the 41-yard line, their own zone, with 59 yards for a score. Last drive ended in a pick six for Harbor Beach in the end zone, making it 7-0. 6:52 left in the first quarter. Newman's back to pass, and it's picked off by Eli Kraft at the 45. He's now in the Harvey's territory at the 30. Now the 35, he's still on his feet and pushed out of bounds at the 16-yard line. Back-to-back interceptions for Eli Kraft, Austin Newman, and Harbor Beach has the ball back in the red zone of New Lothrop territory. Harbor Beach offense on the field for the first time tonight.
Yeah, what great defense again as Harbor Beach prepared for the pass. No pressure on Austin Newman whatsoever. He threw not quite a spiral. That ball kind of floated on him. He threw it with too much air. And, of course, you know what Eli Kraft's doing back there. He's luring him to throw that ball, and he did, and picked it right off.
Harbor Beach in the wing tee now. And Aaron Ginsard breaks free with his first down. He's out to the 5-yard line. Swooping around the left side. Pushed out of bounds at the 3-yard line. Move the chains for Harbor Beach. And it's a first down and first and goal at the 3-yard line. That's a gain of 14 for Aaron Ginther.
Aaron Ginther did a nice job tucking that ball on his left side, using his right arm to stiff arm a defender. Otherwise, it would have been no gain. Instead, he makes it and takes it for a nice gain and gets tackled by number 6, Trevor Beach.
First and goal from the 2-yard line. T formation from the left hash. Kraft hands us off to the right side. And there's a fumble on the play. No word yet. New Lothrop says they have it. The touchdown is signal is up. And that will stand. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. I don't even see who jumped on that.
I don't know. I know Derek Puff took the carry. I'm not sure who recovered that football.
We'll give it to Derek Puff. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. It's now Harbor Beach 13, the New Lothrop nothing. This Hornet, the whole entire stadium is just absolutely stunned.
Yeah, this is the first time I can actually hear you, Clark. We are right here on top of the New Lothrop fan base here. And I can actually hear you now. This is the quietest they've been. And, they are absolutely shell-shocked right now.
I wasn't sure if you were mentioning that or if that's because I was screaming at the microphone for about 30 seconds there. Nick Hessling out to kick this one out for the extra point. This one is up. Is it through the uprights? We can't tell. They're very short. And the extra point is good. It is now Harbor Beach 14, two lows of nothing. You're tuned to WLEW Sports. We're in the first quarter.
Saving money versus supporting the community. It is a battle that has waged since the beginning of business, and a common belief is that it's either one or the other. However, McDonald's Food and Family Center is a renowned champion of both causes. McDonald's Food and Family Center has prices that can run with the best of them, but is family-owned and has strong roots in the community. Whenever possible, McDonald's buys local because they believe money spent in the thumb provides for the thumb. McDonald's Food and Family Center, supported by the community, for the community.
hits, Ira Reach 14, two loads are nothing. We still have 6 minutes and 26 seconds left in the first quarter. Ira Reach jumps out to the early lead, compliments of Austin Goodwin with